according to Ashes Peres, a golden lion, and that was a landmark. So in the palace of the king, there was a golden lion, and so he destroyed the whole thing. Which means not only did he kill the king, he also killed the residence of the king. Because when he made up a separate residence, he ruled for himself, but he wanted not only to destroy the king, but also a beautiful palace which the king had built for himself, that would be the different palace. So there are two solutions. Both are legitimate. Maybe this is a palace, maybe this is what we do not know. There are two strange words. It's Argo as Argo. Ras is a palatine. Palatine means a palace. He destroyed the buildings. All the buildings and the golden. But to say that if the two friends are called Argov and Arye is good, but it says here, Ho Arye. How to say that? Ho Arye means the lion. This will be the famous lion. And just to shoot the lion is very hard. How does the lion get in the palace? It should have started a long time ago. Unless you say the lion was a piece of art. As a piece of art was made of gold, it was right there in the crown hall, in the famous hall. He destroyed the hall, the lion, the whole thing. This makes more sense the way Rashi explains. Now, the Yezidi Bekachavra, the Shaozim, Ksuma, Sevedi, Bayom, and Marisa. Mishnas Hamish, Mishtaim, Shona, Azariah, here again, Azariah, Melech Yehuda, Molach, that's in the last year of Uziyah. Molach, Tekach, Ben Ramal Yohu, Al Yisrael. That's the man. Take up in Ramalio of Israel, the Shomrom Esrim Shom. Now he's a familiar figure that take up in Ramalio in the Torah, Chazit Yisrael. And we have that soon here, Chazit Yisrael. We have take up in Ramalio, Melech Arom, take up in Ramalio. So, the Shom Esrim Shom, he ruled for 20 years. For 20 years. Mayas, Arab, Eina, Hashem, same thing, it goes on. And the reason that's always repeated is because Yerom and Benevot gets always punished for the avera which the children do. This is the concept of the Yom Hadin HaAcher. We have, especially Shmuel HaNovi was afraid when he was awakened from the dead. He says, why? Because Cherdas Hadin, even the greatest tzaddikim are afraid that from the din. That means when they it's amazing, there comes Yom Hadin Hagudo, where everybody is judged. Now, what kind of a judgment can there be? A person dies, he's judged. He cannot do any more averes after his death. I mean, so what is judged? Whatever he deserves, he gets. And the tzaddik deserves. It comes to Olam HaBo. And there's no Averis, there's no Averis. Why is a tzaddik afraid of this amazing Cherdas Hadin? That's why you're not supposed to dig out anybody from the grave. Unless there's a good reason for it. And you're not supposed to dig anybody out. Because they think that the Tzis amazing comes. And Tzis amazing is the Yom Hadin HaGodol. And then it says, Hine Noch Shalech Lachem as Yohan Ori, Hine Yom Hadin HaGodol, that's the Yom Hadin. That's the din from this amazing. And there is, what is the din ha'achar? And that din, the last din. So I heard once from Aaron Kotler's Chassadim. He says, a person who dies, he cannot do any more averes. But the averes which he has done have an influence, and say, of mitzvahs also. A person has helped a person. I have helped a person, helps another. In his service. Because of that, that man has been helped, that man becomes very firm and creditable. And he has children, he makes into, gives them a good finger. And 5 generations later, one child after the other, the children, their children. The origin was that he was an irreligious person that was helped by someone, and as a result of that help, the hundreds of years later, you find a great tzaddik, that is the result of 100 years ago, that somebody was helped in his need, and because of that, he came closer to the Torah. So he gets rewarded for that. After a person does an avera, feel ashamed or whatever. And so somebody's turned off from Yiddishkeit. Said, this is Yiddishkeit, I have nothing else. Somebody does anything to antagonize a person. So because he's not from, his children don't come, and eventually the grandchildren have become criminals or whatever it is. And that. But the person who did something wrong is judged at the end of time. That means the consequences of the mitzvahs which people do, the avers which people do, are not evident until the Yom HaAchron. That's it. And then he's judged. That's why no tzaddik knows maybe something that he did or didn't do may be at such result. He's being judged. This is when Roman ben Nevot is judged for all the avers which the people have done, the destruction of Klal Yisrael. Let's not forget who he was. He was the biggest Talmud Chacham in his time. Rom ben Nevot. And he was so great that Akadosh Baruch Hu wanted him to, when he does teshuva, he becomes as great as Dovid HaMelech. Hanin, Ato, Ben Yishai, and Tzai began Eden. And Rom ben Nevot didn't want to. But because of that, he went down the line. But the fact that today we have lost the Derech HaShvotim is all given and blamed on the Rom Ben Nevot. That's why it's constantly repeated. Rom Ben Nevot has an Olam Habo, but his punishment continues because the Shachotah, the Echt Yisrael. So the parish always says, then the Chatos HaRabim, he is blamed for all the avers that others have done. So this is why it's always repeated. Vishnas, Now, Pinezer, you can see here the word pool is also in it. Pulu Azar, that's what it's called. Tiglas Pinezer. That was the next king of Asher. First one was Pul, now comes the second one. Melech Asher. Vayika, now he takes part of the Jewish state away. Ion, Uvel, Mismacho, these are places, Uvel Mismacho is known to us, and there's a place in the north, there's Yonoah, there's Kadesh, Kadesh is Kadesh Abdori, it takes the borderline, border city, Chotzah, this is the Melech Chotzah, Yovel Melech Chotzah, it was all the way up in the north, there's Hagilot, that is not the Gilot in Transjordan, this is Gilot, most probably also in the north. Vesag Lilo, Kol Eretz Naphtoli, Vayagim Ashur. He was the first group of people, he exiled them into Asher. This was a method which hasn't been repeated in modern history, that you take the whole nation and bring the slaves, as they may enslave them, and walk with them for 1,000 miles, take them to a different country, and there place them into a different country. Not necessarily as slaves. They became free after that. Like when the Jews were taken to Babylon, they were not slaves in Babylon. They were given a chance to. They just have to live in Babylon. Like in Russia, the exiled people to Siberia. There they can live, and they're not necessary. But they're not allowed to, internal exile, not allowed to come back. So this was the Vayagim Ashur. This Asher is across the Euphrates River. So this is Vayikshar Kesha Hasher ben Eila Hapeka ben Ramalion. Now here comes the Jewish civil war, that Kesha de Hasher ben Eila is the king of Israel, makes a plot against Peka, and he becomes king. He is Hasher ben Eila, a private person. He makes a plot against Peka ben Remalio, by Akeo, again the same thing, by Miseo, Vimlachto, Vishnas, Esrim the Yosem ben Uzio. There is the 20th year of Yosem ben Uzio. Now we have read before, Yosem ruled only for 16 years. And after Yosem came his son Ochos, the big Hosha Ochos. He ruled for 4 years. So the Gemara says like this: Yosem was a bigger tzaddik, wasn't such a big tzaddik, but he was a tzaddik. to a certain respect. He also was a tzaddik compared to Islam. And this was a tzaddik. He says, he was a tzaddik. In a certain respect. Yosem, who was lived for 16 years. Then he died, his son Ochos came. And instead of saying in the fourth year of Ochos, then nobody doesn't want to say the fourth year of Ochos. Because it's his son to talk about his Ochos. He was such a rosh that we learn about him later. So he say in the 20th year of Yosem. So it says here, it says here in the Seder Olam, the feature is a rosa, a cause of rosa, a cause of limnos, the yosem, the keva, lola os, and the ochus b'chayim. He wants to say the 20th year of yosem was already buried 4 years. The keva, is to say the 20th year of yosem was already dead, rather than saying the 4th year of yosem. ויסה לי בפקע בכל השעוזו וצמצו במסייבה דיוויום מלכי ישראל. So בשנת 2 לפקע בן רמליו מלך ישראל. It was in the second year of פקע בן רמליו מלך ישראל מולך יוסם בן עוזיו מלך יהודו. יוסם, we are talking now about יוסם מלך עוזיו מלך יהודו. In 20 בחומש שונה הויה במוכר. He was 25 years when he became a king. Sheish es reshona mola b'Yerushalayim. These kings did not become very old, you know. And he was 16 years the king of Yerushalayim. Shem imo Yerusho bat Tzodos. Hayas hayosha be'ein Hashem yechol asher osu v'diyo oviv osu. He did all the good things that his father did, not more. The son is supposed to expect to do more than his father. The son, that's why father dies. The son says, he's Kazalis, Kazalis, Merabo. The name of the Torah has become even magnified, more greater. Because children have to continue where the parents left off and do more than what their parents do. So the blame is here that he was Yosef Ben Hashem. But only Gechol Asher Osu Uziyo Olvos. That means Rak HaBomos Lasoro, the Bomos did not disappear. Also Om Mesabrim Om Mekazin BaBomos. However, Hubono Es Shah Beis Hashem Elyon. He built the upper gate of the Beis Hamikdash. There was a very special gate which is credited to Yosem and Uziyo. Yesedi Bo Yosem Gechol Asher Osu. Alohim Gesuvim Aseva Divra Yomim the Malta Yomim. Mayomim Ohim in those days, when Yosem died, Hechel Hashem Lashliach Yehuda, HaKadosh Baruch Hu began to send against Yehuda, Gatzin Melech Arom. In other words, the Jewish, the northern state was attacked by Asher. Asher was a very powerful kingdom. There was the Syrians were very small compared to it. But Sin is the king of Aram. He was sent by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to attack Yerushalayim. There's Pekah ben Ramalio, and also here that's what we call about Jewish civil war. Pekah ben Ramalio goes together with a goy, with the Syrians, to attack Yerushalayim. It started already at the end of Yosem's life. Yosem died, and he co-bayed my voice, so he was buried with his fathers. He had Dovid Oviv, which is something very honorable for him. He had Dovid Oviv, and Yimloch Ochos Benot Tachtov. And the Rosha, the famous Rosha Ochos, was lived under him. We have a very strange thing. Here's Yosem is a tzaddik. With yours of tzaddik, but with limitations. And then comes Ochos, or tzaddik, and then comes Ochos, who is a Rosh Marusha. And then comes Chizkiyo, who is a tzaddik Omer. No matter that before it's thought that he's fit to become a Mashiach. How that goes? There's Ochos, this is the time of Yishai HaNovi. As long as Yishai ben Omer, and Ashakosa, and Yehuda Roshamon. He didn't speak about Israel at all. only Yehudi Rishonai. And all the visions which you see about Kumbis HaMikdash has to do with Yehudi Rishonai. Compared to Yisrael, Yehudi Rishonai were very good compared, very firm, the people kept the Torah, most of it. And then it says, Bimei Uziyo and Yosem, Ochot, but this Hiyo. This is the period when Yeshaya Hanoi flourished. Uziyo, Yosem, we have references to Uziyo and Yeshaya, Yosem. So we have a capital, and when you look in the Torah passage Yisrael, it says, Vahi Bimei Ochot Ben Yosem Ben Uziyo, all of the sin, Melech Arom, Pekah, Melech Amalio, Melech Yisrael, Yerushalayim, Lilochem Aleo, Layucham Lilochem. They went against it. It means here was a Jewish king, Pekah, Ben Amalio, and a Syrian king, Ratzin. They banded together in order to attack Yerushalayim. And they wanted to put a puppet king there, Ben Tova, a puppet king, Syrian, make him the ruler. So the Pekah ben Amalio was so jealous against the Yerushalayim Yehuda that he rather coordinate his efforts together with a Syrian king in order to bring Yerushalayim to Rome, and have the Spore did not permit. Although Ochaz was a big ocean, and the Spore did not permit. This story is told, in this Haftorah. And in the end of the Haftorah, it is mentioned, Kipen, Yehelet Yulat Yon, a child will be born to us. He will be the wonderful person. That's referring to Hizkiyoh. Hizkiyoh HaMelech was the most wonderful king that the Jewish people have to do with the Melech. And so much that the Lishbor thought he wanted to make him Mashiach. Well, Mashiach has to have Gog and Magog. He thought that Gog and Magog is Sancheirav. Sancheirav lived at this time. He took over the whole world and wanted to destroy Yerushalayim. He was then perished in front of the whole army. That was supposed to be the scenario for Mashiach. Why didn't he become Mashiach? That the door was not well, not right. The door was not well. But this is so. We have such a strange zigzag development that we have here with Yosef, and Ochaz, the biggest Rosh in the world, and then comes this Yosef. So this started at that time. So Yimloch Ochaz Benotah. Now we come now to the Melech Ochaz, Yishnat Shva Esra Shon and Beka Ben Ramayo, Molach Ochaz and Yosom Melech Yehud. And Esra Shon Ochaz from Molcha, Yosef was very young, died very young, he was 20 years when he became a king, Yishesh Esra Shon and Molech Yishnayim, 16 years old, these people died very young, rulers very young, died very young, Va'oso HaYosha Be'ena Hashem Elahov, Ketobit Ochaz. Started out, he did not do the right things like David Ogre. That's always the criterion. He's not like David HaMelech, which is still very honorable. If you're not like David HaMelech, somebody will say, well, what do you think about this Rav? Don't he says, well, it's not like the Chassan Ish. So find it out. But also get David Ogre. Not like David Ogre. But then this went further. Vayelach v'derach malchi Yisroel. If he is not like David Ovi, he has to have some kind of a role model. So the role model became Malchi Yisrael. But he surpassed them. He did something which they didn't, the others didn't do. The Gam has been no Hebe Bo'eish, his son, he carried through the fire. His son, he carried through the fire, which is the Moloch. Moloch. Kesovas Hagoyim, Ashahorish, Hashem, Awesome, Bibnei Bnei Yisrael. According to the abominations of the Goyim, which Hashem has driven away from the Bnei Yisrael. Vayesabeya, Vayekatea Baboma, Osalagwar. His son, by the way, who was the son? Little baby was carried between two fires. What is that? that Tavis Biskiyo. So he says that the mother was afraid that he gets burnt. So she smeared him, smeared his body with a salamander oil. Salamander oil that protects against fire. So otherwise he would have been burned. He carried him through the fire. Although they didn't get any burns. That's this. That's the Mohen Sanhedrin. And so, so Sa'ima Salamander. And the mother gave him some ointment of salamander. Salamander is some kind of German, the Alsace.
Idex,
yeah? Okay, something like that. Now, but Abdi'din is also the pattern of fire. Even he did more. He did like the old going. That is like he must have done something where the children actually suffered burns or got killed. But it doesn't say he burned the child. No, it doesn't. He him too, but he could get killed and burned in the process. Little baby. Now, then, why he did also Bulmos. Bulmos was to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the Bulmos, which is also high school. By Sapeach, he slaughtered, and sacrificed by Bulmos, Alat Ruos, on hills, Tahus, called Eitzran, under every green tree. Wherever there was a green tree, he was called a sacrifice. Oz Yale Ratzin, Melech Arom, Opeka Ben Ramalio, Melech Yisroel, Yerushalayim Lamechom. Then Ratzin, the king of Aram, Opeka Ben Ramalio, that was his associate, Melech Yisroel, Yerushalayim Lamechom, Vayetzu Al Ochaz, and they besieged Ochaz, Vayochlu Leilochem, and they couldn't fight it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu protected Yerushalayim. Although Ochaz did not deserve that, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu protected Yerushalayim. And so this is the scene which we have in the Haftorah, Parshat Yisro. If you look in the Haftorah, Parshat Yisro, this is the Novi meets Ochaz, finds him. Novi takes his own son-in-law, with his son called Shaor Yosef, and he gives him a message, B'Shem Hashem. He told him, you will not have to be afraid. And then he told him the words of Musa, that this is in the, I think that's in the sixth chapter of Isaiah, but advise it to learn. And this is as far as we come today. Next week, Rabbi Glickson will learn, but he learns that he gives us
The next shiur can be found on side 25. The coming shiur is the shiur that follows side 25 and will be continued on side 26, that is, on side B of the next cassette.
The king of Asher went up in the entire land, Vayal Shomron. That means he invaded. We had in Portugal Olo Salmanesa Melech Asher. Salmanesa, the king of Asher, went against Hashea ben Elo. Hashea ben Elo is the last king who gave the Rabbeinu Hashem. And Al Samanesa Melech Asher went up Well, you want me to ask that capital you try in the beginning. It's not Cain Esther the Ochos Melech Yehuda in the 12th year of Ochos Melech Yehuda Molech Hosea Ben Ege Beshomrom and Yisroel Teshashon. He was a king for 9 years. Vayah Torah Be'en Hashem. He did what was evil in the eyes of Hashem. Rak lo ke Malchei Yisroel asher hoyu lecha. He was not as bad as the Malchei Yisroel which were before. Namely, in which respect was he not as bad? He was mevachel kadishos. The Mora says in Tanis, which Yerovam had placed, and all the other kings that followed him had brought a god so to prevent those of the Malchus Yisrael wanted to go to Jerusalem, over the Regal, they stopped them. So that's why nobody from Israel were crossing the borders, and this was part of the Ra of the Malchi Yisrael. The Hoshea ben Elo stopped the border, which means he's Mevatel. In fact, this was in Chamisha Osa Ba'av. There were many reasons made Chamisha Ba'av a big Yontif. One of the reasons was that the crossing of they were now free. Everybody could go to the Olo Lerech. So it was not as bad as the other. Olo, Olo, Shalmaneser Melech Asher. Now, there was another king. I mean, we had Ku and Tiglath-Pileser, and then comes Shalmaneser. I mean, they were in rapid succession at kings. Melech Asher. Ahilo, Hoshea, Eved. Hoshea became a servant. Vayoshev, Lo, Mincho, and he gave him a tribute. He actually returned to him for as a reward for the protection which Hoshea now enjoyed under Shalmaneser Melech Asher. Vayoshev lo mincho, he returned to him a mincho. Mincho means a tribute. Now, here we have learned already last time, this is the event of the Asher, the world empire of Asher, which is then taken over by Bogor. Now, so this is part of the great invasion that Asher made over the whole Middle East, was also that they went into Israel. Now, of course, that's the way it looks to the general picture, in the general view. However, the whole purpose of giving Asher such power is in order to destroy Malchus Israel. Now, this lasted for a while. Vayimtso Melech Asher b'Hoshea Keshe. But eventually the king of Asher found a plot, which Hoshea had instituted as a Sholach Malochim El Sau Melech Mitzrayim. There was a king of Mitzrayim called Sau. He was also under Shalmaneser. In other words, they were also afraid that they will be the next victim. So they plotted. The law here, Minchel Melech Asher, is shown and shown. Now, Asher, Mitzrayim, had promised them that if they both oppose Melech Asher, that means Israel and Mitzrayim together, oppose the Melech Asher, then they will fight if he comes together, unified. So, what happens? Since he did not give a mincha to Melech Asher, Roshona, as he did for every year, Vayatreyu Melech Asher. So the Melech Asher detained him. This Melech Asher captured him. He wanted to investigate what kind of plot is there. Vayatreyu Beskelen, he found out. First he detained him. He arrested him. Otsa means arrest. He arrested him. And then, after he found out that he's really part of the plot, Vayasreyo Beskeli, and he imprisoned him. So Hoshea was imprisoned in Asher. So, since they have no king, that's the end of the Jewish state. Vayal Melech Asher b'chol ha'oret. Melech Asher now takes over the whole land. Vayav Shomrom, that finally comes Shomrom, and Shomrom made a very heroic stand against him. Yosaveh Sholashom, and for 3 years he besieged him. Shnasachir Hoshea, and it was in the 9th year of Hoshea, Lokat Melech Asher, the Shomrom. Now Melech Asher captured Shomrom, Vayegel of either Vayagel or Vayigel. What do you have?
Vayegel.
Yeah, that's the way it's supposed to be. He is the one of it. Vayegel is Yisroel Asur. And he led Yisroel into captivity, led Yisroel into captivity to Asher. Now, very interesting that it doesn't say anymore Shalmaneser, but Melech Asher was another Melech Asher. Indeed, they found discovered these tablets with all the history of Asher
was Mila Sargon. There came another one who is only mentioned in Yeshaya. Sargon. That was Sargon. And he says that he captured exactly 27,900 captives from Shomron. He says, oh, they found us out. I mean, we don't need any rice for Tanakh, but it's interesting. It's interesting because there says Sargon. After Sargon come Ashurbanipal, then comes the Sennacherib, and so that's why it says all of a sudden Melech Asher. It's another Melech Asher. Either they have many Melochim, or they follow each other rapidly. Anyhow, Vayegel Zor Ashurub, Vayeshev, Yeshev Osam, Vayoshev Osam, and he settled them. This was the policy of Asher. Asher treated the captives very nicely. They gave him a land, and that's why from Sarah later on sends the messenger, I give you a land which is better than your land. He settled them in his country. And that was at Bachlach, Bachovo, Nahagozon, Uri Moda. Asher had captured a lot of territory, and he wanted to settle them. So he took over the those people whom he captured, and he settled them and gave them a good time, and they eventually integrated into the population. That's why they lost. That's why it was. There's Machlokes in the Mor, in the mission, whether the huge Russian ever come back or not. Machlokes, and say yes or not. Because there's a war over in the Eretz Asher, and we don't have any time. So the question is, in which way is that to be understood? Does it mean that the same people come back? So here it says exactly where he settled them. Halach, Chova, Nahagozen, Horomot. Now, we have to here understand something, what happened here. It says here, Vayashara Be'ene Hashem. This Hashem Ben Eli is the last king of Malchus. And he takes an inglorious end. I mean, he dies in prison. The king imprisoned him. He dies there, most probably, as a punishment for his revolt, a plotting by the king of Mitzrayim. But he says he was not like a Malchus Yisroel. So it says in Moses in Gittin, Vayashara Be'ene Hashem, Rak lo kemalchi Yisrael. And then it says, Olof, Olof Shamaneza, Omer lahu, Osem ha-desiyos, Yehoshim, Yerovim, al ha-drochim, Kedei shalayal, Yisrael ha-regel, Bo ha-sheh ha-bitol. Now, in spite, ha-sheh ha-bitol, was from the lot of the border, la-afal ki kain, la-olu b'nei Yisrael ha-regel. Now the guilt is already under B'nai Yisrael. Why were they punished? After all, now they can all go to the Shalim. That's the new setup now. No. He took the border guards away and nobody went. They were so ingrained in Avodah Zarah already that they didn't go up. After we came, the Olu Yisrael HaRegel. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Also Shonim Shva Olu Yisrael HaRegel Yelko Batsiri. Now, in these years, in the number of the years which they didn't go, the regal that will go to the Shvi, into captivity. Now, the same is more in Tanis, but which I said already. They're already. Now, it says here something else. It says, Metas Yalkut, Manishkana, Hoshea ben Elo, Shagura Asora Shvotim Yon. Why was it so? What became worse under Hoshea ben Elo, that the Aseret HaShvotim were sent in Golus and never returned from since that time? Eva at Achshav Hoysa Avodas Elidim Geshur B'Yochid. There was always somebody who was responsible for the Avodas Kachovim in Malchus Yisrael. It was the king. He could have changed. But Kosher Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lahaglos HaTzibra Oman Yochid. The tzibah shall be punished because of the sins of an individual who is the king. Even Shiboah Shemin Eil who people call Amishmoros Kulon, he lifted the whole all these border guards and removed them. For Omar Komi Shiyali, which Allah Yale, religious freedom. other word, Avos Asor is alright, it can be the Rishalayim. It's only a branch. If that's a branch, and we have a branch. Let's say that's the Avos Asor branch, and that's the Ozerat branch. So, he says we have a branch. But the Omer HaKol Yad Rishalayim, he didn't say you have to go to Rishalayim. He says, Mishi Yale Rishalayim Yale. Has he said, I'm lifting up, I take away the border guards, and then now I command you to go to Yerushalayim because what we're doing is wrong? Would be a different story. And then there's no branch. He said, it's a branch. Whoever wants to go, you have a choice. Be reformed, conservative, orthodox. It may any difference. As long as you're Jewish. So, that's the Jewish state. As long as you're Jewish. He said, All of Shamanism. Then Shamanism came. Mipnei Sheshomat Kaula Mitzavorao Venosna Mitzavorao Abim. He took the responsibility of himself and he put it on the Rabbi. Now, that's therefore, they were given the choice and they still didn't go. Tan Omro Kala Ausu Mitzvah Eina Gomro. It's very difficult to understand. He started the mitzvah, didn't finish it. He started the mitzvah, he opened the border. He should have finished it. He said, now go to Yerushalayim. Since he didn't finish it, it says, Kova Ishto Shnei Bonim. This is difficult to understand, which in the course of the explained, but it's not our time now. Too good to go further into that matter. However, now comes a Novi who writes history. So far, they're only historical facts. Now we can see how the Novi makes a summary after now that Malchus Yisrael is destroyed, he makes a summary of the whole event. Vahi kichotu b'nei Yisrael Hashem Eloheyem. After b'nei Yisrael had sinned against Hashem Eloheyem. Amale also me'eret Mitzrayim, Mitzach hazat haro me'eret Mitzrayim. Vayiru Elohim acherim. He says it started out from the first moment that the Bnei Yisrael feared other gods. In other words, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu taking them out, Amale also lifted them up. Me'eret Mitzrayim from under the hands of Pharaoh, me'eret Mitzrayim. Vayiru Elohim acherim. Vayelchu b'chukas ha'goyim. So that was the first thing. First they feared others. Then vayelchu b'chukas ha'goyim. Then they followed the rules of lifestyle. The laws of goyim, the horish, Hashem, b'nei b'nei Yisrael. That's referring to the whole group of people. First they, all of a sudden they're afraid of other gods. That they believed in it. And they were scared of it. But then they imitated the customs of the goyim, which Hashem had driven out with Bnei Yisrael. Umalcha Yisrael Asher Osu. And it was the Jewish kings who did it. In other words, the blame is on the Jewish kings. The masses just follow what the king tells them. Vayachpuru b'nei Yisrael dvorim asher lo kein al Hashem Elohim. And the Bnei Yisrael, vayachpuru, this word appears only here. So Rashi says they invented things about HaKadosh Baruch Hu which are not true, or it's like they imparted, they attributed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu words as Elohim and similar case. Which means like this. And here was the Rambam ben Avot who started out with two golden calves. Well, how could he persuade people to worship golden calves? So he must have invented a new theory. He didn't tell them not to keep Shabbos and Yom Tov and so forth. Of course, they kept all the dinim and all the halachos. But the Zohar was all of a sudden declared Muslim. And a certain, somehow it was twisted around that if you really believe in Hashem, and the Abu Zohar to you is only meant symbolic, etc., whatever it is, they had invented certain words which apparently were al-pi ha-Torah, al-pi ha-Loha. In other words, somehow it was explained that whatever it is, I do not know the reasons which they gave, But whatever ideas were proposed in order to sell the concept of Avodah Zorah to the Israel, in addition to keeping the rest of the self. It was a chetz roti. It was started out as an individual sin. They kept it in Aroyas and in Cholot Asuras and all the other things they kept. But Avodah Zorah was also there. So how can that be together? Vayachbun. The Rashi says they invented something. Bodu. They invented out of their own mind. Yeah. Pisron on a fee in Yona. There is no root to which you can trace this word, so you have to explain it according to the context. So that's the Rashi. Some say they came up Neviyah HaShekah, and they said in the name of Kodesh Baruch Hu, that this type of a disorder, if you have the right components, is not wrong. So that means they attributed words to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which he never said. Ha'yivnu lehem bomos. First of all, they built themselves bomos. Bomos means altars for Hashem. They worship components of Hashem outside the Beis HaMikdash. The Chol Oreh in all their cities. The Migdal Notrim Atir Mikdal. That's an expression which means from Mikota on Atroda, Rashi says also. Migdal Notrim is a tower for the watchman in the field. Every field, a vineyard, had some kind of a contraption that the watchman was sitting on a high place, watching that no birds come and pick the seeds and no animals come, and nobody would intrude in the field. So they have what they call a tower of nose, a Migdal nose, some kind of contraption, and all on top of it sits the watchman and looks around. So this is one very shaky place which is used temporarily. Ir Mifsa is a fortified city. When I say from the tower of watchmen to a fortified city, is every place. It's an expression. Every place. Rashi says that it means Kemal Mikota Nakota, from small to big. And any place where a bomber, wherever you have an excuse for a bomber, people have their private altars, like somebody has an own Sefer Torah in his house and some little shoe and stuff. And a bomber. And it was explained that this was not forbidden. Ayat Torah says, Chutzpah, that means you cannot do it. Well, there were all kinds of explanations given by Yahu, which were invented. Apparently, this is a new halacha, that you can do that. And do it, for one reason or the other. That there doesn't rosh sheldofi. It says, rosh sheldofi, that means rosh in the Torah, which are not true. And the people fell prey to that beautiful idea, you have your own private mistake. So, and it was muta. It was like muta. Time there was in certain periods in Jewish history when the Bomas were Musa. When there was no Beis HaMikdash before, Bish Mishkan was in Nov and Givon, it was Muta. And when it was in Gilgal, it was Muta. So they invented things. The first thing is they build it from in every small place and every big place. Now then, in addition came Matzevas Hashem. Matzevas is a Yaakovina made a Matzeva. Matzeva is a stone, but pour oil on it, and the Amistad there. And it was, it was Ahuva Eitzel Ovos. The Matzeva was beloved by the Ovos. We find that Yaakov made the Matzeva, definitely. And that is Nua Eitzel Bonim. The Torah says, Yokum Lecho Matzeva, Asher Sone Hashem Elokecha. Hashem hates it. But Abba Bishahuva Eitzel Ovos, they didn't hate it at the time of Ovos. There's a reason, I mean, Ish explains, but there are proceeds to far. Why the Ovos is Mutter, and by Vedas also. So the next thing came Asherim, because that's also harmless. You worship HaKadosh Baruch. Then come Asherim. Asherim means trees. Asherim is trees. Trees which bring you ocean, happiness. Happiness trees. So these are trees, the Torah says, and Asherah you're supposed to cut down. But it was all done Well, so they explained Asherah, if you do an Avodah Zorah Asherah. But this is an Asherah for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a tree, and we dedicate it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Al-Kol Givol Gavol, V'Sachar Ko'etz Rana. And that you found on every high hill, and under each fresh tree. Ranun is a fresh evergreen tree. So in other words, the Maseva was...